Qatar, tiny Qatar, on the Arabian Peninsula, one of the world's richest countries. So money is no object when it comes to preparing to host the World Cup soccer tournament in 2022. Qatar plans to spend more than $300 billion to build all the stadiums and other infrastructure needed. But both FIFA, soccer's governing body, and Qatar are under fire for the appalling conditions facing construction workers in the country. Our BBC colleague Sue Lloyd-Roberts traveled to Qatar to investigate. Sue, I don't know what your perception of either FIFA or Qatar was before you got there, but how surprised were you by what you saw on the ground?
Well, there have been some damning reports that have come out by human rights organizations like Amnesty International and Human Rights Watch. So I wasn't entirely surprised when I came across the workers, who are a fairly unhappy bunch. The problem begins even before they arrive in Qatar. They take out huge loans just for the privilege of getting to the emirate to work. And these loans can take up to a year to pay back and take up half their salary. And then they're told lies about how much they're going to earn. A number of workers I spoke to were earning less than a dollar a day on which to support families back home.
Well, let's hear what one Bangladeshi worker told you about how much he earns for his work.
I have to support my parents, my wife, and a child. It's not enough. I deeply regret ever coming here, but I can't leave. The company have my passport.
Sue, there are so many stories that I've heard over the past couple of years like that man's story. Why do these workers keep coming? Because the economics don't seem to work out for any of them.
Well, for one thing, they are told lies by those who recruit them. They're normally told they're going to earn twice as much as they actually get. They're not told about the appalling conditions, how they have to work in temperatures up to 50 degrees during the summer months. Apparently, over 1,000 workers have died since Qatar was awarded the World Cup 4 years ago, often because of these dreadful conditions. And then, of course, when they get there, like that Bangladeshi said, they discover that everything is not as they expected and they want to go home. But the companies that employ them keep their passports and they can't leave without an exit visa to be issued by the company that employed them, which means whatever their grievance, they can't change jobs and they can't leave the country until their contract is through.
50 degrees, that's obviously 50 degrees Celsius, which is 120 Fahrenheit.
Very tough. Working 11-hour days in these kind of temperatures, yes.
Now, that number you quoted, that more than 1,000 migrant workers have died since Qatar was awarded the World Cup in 2010, is that accurate? That seems just huge.
It is huge, and it is contested by the Qataris themselves for a number of reasons. I've looked into it, and I think it does look accurate. What has happened is the International Trade Union Confederation has contacted all the embassies of the countries who send workers to Qatar, principally Bangladesh, India, the Philippines, Sri Lanka. And that's how they came up with that number.
What about FIFA, the World Soccer Federation? Do they take issue with the number of deaths? Do they take issue with some of the working conditions described?
Well, the distinction they would make is between deaths on the actual stadiums and deaths in the construction that is taking place in Qatar to lead up to 2022. There have not been that many deaths on the actual stadiums being built. That is because not many of them have been built yet. In fact, only one or two have been started and two refurbished. These deaths are mainly due to the huge building bonanza taking place in Qatar. Over $300 billion worth of building contracts are taking place as I speak in order to get the emirate ready for the World Cup. And so FIFA would say, well, look, hang on, these deaths are nothing to do with us. It's just Qatar getting ready for the influx they will hope will arrive in 2022.
So FIFA distancing themselves, so who's going to make things right?
That's a tricky one. You'd think the construction companies themselves and many of the best known international construction companies are involved in this building bonanza, but they too subcontract work. One large British company who I was looking at when I was there used no fewer than 50 subcontractors. And so everyone is passing the buck.
When you walked around Qatar, I mean, it's the richest country in the world. Does the average Qatari realize what's going on in their own backyard?
No, it is extraordinary. You can't escape the sound of building in Doha. It's all around you all the time. It's a 24-hour a day operation, and yet Qataris themselves seem blissfully ignorant of it. Qataris don't do manual labour. Most of those who work, work for the government. And the differential between the earnings of the migrant worker in Qatar and the average Qatari is simply huge. It's like two different planets. They seem to be unaware of what's going on around them. And the few I spoke to really didn't know much about the migrant workforce or how they were treated.
The BBC's Sue Lloyd-Roberts, thank you very much for your reporting.
Thank you.